Thank you for holding. My name is Shanta in Fire Department, and how may I help you today?
I'm sorry, what did you say your name is?
My name is Shanta.
Shanta. Well, my name is Catherine Folks. This is Catherine with a K, Folks. I have just been hacked by your company for $129.97. This came through sometime Sunday. My bank has put a hold, a stop on my debit card, and I will have to wait for up to 2 weeks to get another one. This has also happened to me about a month ago. Whoever answered the phone says he handles many companies and that I have reached a sweepstake company. I was told by the bank that it was for solar paneling, but the gentleman that answered the phone said it was a application for a sweepstake. I am 70 years old, living on Social Security. My husband is 80 years old, also living on security. We have three dogs and one cat. Nobody in this household, by any means, would sign up for a sweepstake, especially for $129.97. So therefore, I have asked to speak to the fraud center. You need to be aware that this is happening by someone either within your company or has access to your company.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Folks. So what I have done, I have filed this under fraud investigation. We just have a connection with your email address of kfolks@yahoo.com. That's how
That's
the
it.
order was initiated. But everything has been filed under fraud. If there's any further attempts to use that email or any of your affiliated cards, it will flag it in the system and alert the local authorities. The amount of the $129.97 has been refunded. Allow 3 to 5 days for that to reflect. And is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, thank you. You're being quite cooperative. How is it going to be refunded back to my debit card?
No, ma'am. Funds are now on your debit card. The funds are in your account. You just use the debit card to retrieve the money from your account.
Okay, now the problem I see with that potentially is they blocked my debit card because of what was just happened. I have to
Yes,
wait
ma'am.
for up to 2 weeks to get a new debit card, and in the past, it does take about 2 weeks to get it. So if you issued me a refund right away, through my debit card, there it's blocked.
Yes, ma'am. And as I just explained, we don't issue refunds through the debit card. The refund goes back to the account, so it will reflect back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. That's what it'll be available for you.
It will reflect into my account, which means how do you deposit this into my account?
Because, ma'am, the card that was attached to the account, that's where it will go back to. Even though that card has been canceled and you're getting a new card, that account is still active. When the funds are attempted to go back there, your bank will notice that there's a transaction that's trying to come in. They will verify and have it available for you, even if that card is being replaced.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. And is there any way you can pursue this to find out who is doing this and
Only
why
thing we
they
can
picked me?
see is just it was processed online through that email. That's why we went forth and blocked that from any of our affiliated websites and services.
All right, well, that is probably a really good idea for other people like me. Okay, so the lesson I've learned here is do not open any email I don't know and try and unsubscribe.
Well,
Because
no, ma'am,
I believe,
don't provide your card information on any website that you're not familiar
No.
with.
The thing is, I get a lot of emails that from people I've never heard of. Some are political and some are just numbers. And what I have done in the past for most of these is try to unsubscribe from them.
That's fine.
So
Just doesn't say
somehow
death. Yeah.
somebody has gotten me through trying to unsubscribe.
No, ma'am. It's nothing dealing with an unsubscribe. It's your processing a payment. Whomever's have access to your card that you just canceled is processing payments on online. Maybe for they may see something for $1 or $2, and it's being processed. You may not be doing it inadvertently, but that's the only way that that method can be, ceased.
Would you mind to I'm trying to listen to you, but I absorbed this, but okay, so somebody I go into an account and try to unsubscribe and someone else sees that?
Well,
some other computer?
I guess you can say it that way. Yes, ma'am. Just make sure, only thing I can say is just make sure you're careful online.
Okay, careful. How am I? Don't try to unsubscribe. Just delete all these?
Just delete it. Yes, just delete it.
Okay. All right. I'll start doing that in the future then. Well, thank you. I appreciate your refunding that amount, and I'll check back with the bank in a couple of days and see that they have it. But they've
yes.
given me a, what is it called, the disclaimer or dispute. They've issued me a dispute form.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
So do I or do I not fill that out since you're already refunding it?
No, ma'am. You will fill out a dispute form if we did not issue a refund or you couldn't get a hold of the company. You'll be trying to get your money back. But if you're getting your money back within 3 to 5 days, there'll be no need for the form.
Okay. All right. I'll sit on it and check with the bank and see if that amount has come through. Thank
yes, ma'am.
You. You've been helpful. All right. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.